01-001.016. The property is currently RR1, Rural Residential. According to the assessor, it's 9.36 acres. It's got a shared well for water, and it's got septic for the sewer.
Until this is done.
All right, so let me show you where it's at real quick. So, the greatest picture here, but Bee Creek, 65, Tri-Lake Sports, maybe a little higher up here. You kind of take the Reinhardt Road, take to the 90, cut back, Wheeler's down through here, and this is the property. The applicant lives to the south. So, kind of a larger parcel there, almost 10 acres. Be good to know where they're going to put a road entrance and if they've talked to Road and Bridge on how they're going to do that, if there's something existing. A lot of residential around them, little A1, a lot of R1, you know, right around them is all RR1. And with that, Howard, I'll turn it over to you to bring up the applicant to speak.
Good evening, folks. My name is Steve Judd, 830 Beeler Road, Branson, Missouri. That house right there. We're going to make this pretty quick and easy, I hope. That land, the 12 acres total, the three in our house and the nine next to it, has been ours for some years. We haven't done anything with the extra acreage. Recently, because I'm looking at retirement, I just bought a motor coach, which I'm pretty sure I can't afford. If anyone wants to buy it, it'd be great. I've also, we are Airbnb host. Currently, we are listed as super host. I did speak to a neighbor
for this
who received the letter, and she was very, very confused. She was picturing an RV community on our land. No, this is my coach on our land, pretty much right in the middle. You see that road going to nowhere? It'd be opposite to that. Yes, right there.
This
so it's going to
be,
that road there.
Right in here?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at about 100 feet down off the road, pretty much right in the middle of our property. There shouldn't be noise complaints. There shouldn't be any problems. I did speak to Jim Ferguson at Western Taney County Fire. He said he was fine with it as long as the fire extinguishers and the smoke alarms and the carbon monoxide sensors are all up to date. And that's pretty much it.
So basically what you're telling us is a spot for your personal facility in the middle of your property.
Mm-hmm. Coaches and RVs have become very popular on Airbnb, especially this last year. I think I could rent it out. It is a luxury coach. I do have some pictures and supporting data with it. It will rent easily. I know that. And pretty much, yes, right there.
Do you have septic or water out there?
We have two plans for that. We can run it. I've spoken to our plumbers and other people that can do that, and they can run it off of our house.
For water?
A well there and a septic. That's a 4,000 square foot home plus an attached 1,200 square foot office. So it has been built to be able to handle all that. So we could plumb it off of our house, or we can put a new well, a new septic on there. We haven't decided yet.
You can't run it off your house unless it's sized for the house, and that'll have to go through our environmental service department to make that ruling.
Okay. It's about 400 feet from the house. If that matters.
I'm just talking about the size of your lateral fields, because normally in RVs, you have two and at least one bedroom for four people, so it's like adding two bedrooms to your house, so it'd have to be sized to meet that.
Understood.
Depending on what it actually is.
Understood.
And the distance.
The distance would
that's
be...
That's a long run.
Gravity.
Mm-hmm. And We could...
How many gallons your holding tank?
60.
Well, that's...
They're talking the black water.
It's commercial, I can't allow a commercial property to have a holding tank.
No. I think he was talking about the coach holding tank. Yeah, same thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Since it's going to be rented as a matter of rental, I'm going to consider that commercial use.
Okay.
And so you could not use your holding tank.
Oh, understood, okay. Okay. And that's certainly possible, and there it slopes down. It would be easy to put a septic in.
So R1, we can't do CUPs, but RR1, we can, right?
Yes.
Is there any access to the property? Do you have a driveway or anything?
There will be one built right off the road, right about where that red line is.
Have you checked on permitting or anything
yes.
for that?
Uh-huh.
You have?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, supposedly our builder has.
Yeah, I haven't seen any paperwork on it, so I'm just curious.
Okay. As far as building?
The drive entrance permit from Road and Bridge.
Okay.
The Road and Bridge administrator, so that hadn't come through our office yet.
I will look into that.
All right.
I mean,
for commercial, they would need water, electric, sewer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's none of that out there?
Not as of yet, no. Is the water on a commercial property, the water, can it come off of our well? Or does it need its own well?
No, you could do a shared well.
Okay.
But you can't use, like, whatever tanks they have to fill it up.
Oh, of course, yes.
So what we're saying is personal property, that we would be approving personal property to be used for nightly rentals because it's not attached and the title not given up. So that's basically what we're talking about, right?
I guess that's a good way to put it. Yeah, you're taking a... It's almost like a secondary structure, that you could take it away and use it for itself. But the way I look at it is when it's being used for nightly rentals, it's commercial, and it will need all those elements in place to be able to be called a nightly rental. So it will have to have septic and a well. Shared well is fine, but it will have to have a well. Right, electric, can't run off a generator. All that stuff needs to be done.
Okay.
Is anyone in the audience here to speak for or against this application? Okay. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat, and we'll start rolling that out. So you want to start on this side, and we'll...
Sure.
You're good. Go that way. And we'll go this direction.
Robert Cox, 481 Meadow Lane. You scrolled out just a little bit there. I'm adjacent property holder to the, I guess that's the west.
The west?
That line of
homes.
That line of homes. I'm the first home right there. And I'd like to visit with you with my concerns, opposition to this application. And I don't know this gentleman. I haven't met him, and I don't have anything personally. Involved in this application, but certainly there's a number of conflicts that are apparent to me related to his application. First of all, being specifically in the zoning, which really what he's describing or asking for, in my opinion, is a one-unit RV park with no electricity at this point in time, no water, no entrance, no exit, but to me, the most important part, no sewage treatment, sewage processing. I question the compatibility of what he's proposing with the rest of the entire neighborhood. We have a set of covenants, which he's he's a part of, and so are all of the other Hidden Meadow subdivision houses there you see on the left, and the ones north and the ones south of that. And those covenants, when they were first adopted, when the property was developed, included a number of things that are in conflict, including that it has to be a year-round residence. It has to have a minimum square footage. It has to you can't have an RV, a boat, or a work truck parked outside in these properties. Additionally, in June of 2021, the Neighborhood Association, all the owners, filed an amendment to add a provision that no nightly rentals are allowed in the property, with the amendment to the covenants. So we have, like I said, a number of conflicts there, not only with the zoning as it sets, but as supported by the covenants of all the owners that are adjacent, you know, to this, to the applicant's land.
Sir?
Yes.
Is his land part of the subdivision?
Yes. Yes, it is. So, and I don't have the actual signature sheet of that amendment, but my understanding is that he was presented with it. 70% of the owners approved it. Actually, over 70%, it's filed accordingly. I also would just remind you of what we talked about in the very first case, which is that there is a significant conflict between nightly rental and neighborhoods, and this certainly would create a substantial one, in my opinion. So, like you said, sir, you give somebody one, then you've got to give everybody else one too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Did you send a copy of the covenant as an exhibit?
I did not.
Is it recorded?
Yes.
Okay. With
and
the amendment?
And the amendment too. Yes. Thank I have you. It on my phone, but I don't have a copy here.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Anyone else on this side? No. Oh, we do have one? A couple?
Two.
Yep.
Hello, my name is Roger Beeler. My property is at 669 Beeler Road. And I grew up in Branson. I've lived on Beeler Road, formerly Sherryview Road, since 1960s. The road is named after my dad, Ernest Beeler. And the land we're discussing is directly across from my property. My wife and I are trying to keep an open mind about positive growth, but in this case we feel like we have some legitimate concerns. I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Christy, at this time.
Hello.
Hello.
I've jotted down some notes on my phone so I wouldn't forget anything. We are concerned about having a motorhome or any type of trailer-type house on the property, placed permanently on that property. It's directly across from our house. And we don't want anything that will be rented nightly or weekly in that area. The road is not large enough to accommodate extra traffic that comes along with vacationers and coming in and out and not being familiar with the road. There's concerns not only about traffic, but also excessive noise that comes along with nightly rentals, of course. There's a lot of wildlife in the area. We feel like it will cause even more displacement for the animals, especially with all the extra traffic, and if you have to do more land development requiring tree and habitat removal. There are many people who walk daily on that road, and several of them are walking their pets. We feel this is definitely a safety concern. We've already noticed some vehicles going way too fast for the type of road Beeler Road is. This is not safe for all of the people walking in the neighborhood. You never know what type of people you're getting or dealing with when it comes to nightly or several day rentals. The houses on Beeler Road are people's homes, so we don't want strangers coming in and out of our neighborhood just because there's so many safety concerns and issues with people these days. I know there are many of us concerned about all the issues I've mentioned. Several are elderly and not able to attend the meeting. A lot of them knew my father-in-law because the road is named after him. They've been there. They were there forever. And because of these issues, my husband and I definitely do not want access to the property coming off of Beeler Road at any point across from our property. We also do not want something like this taking the value of our property down. Our neighbor, Bonnie Johnson, is out of town right now, but we've talked with her. Since she can't be here, she wanted us to express her concerns as well.